My name is Mrs. Henry McAllen, but most people call me Laura. For a long time, 31 years, it was Miss Chappelle, and I was okay with that. I earned a college degree in English and began teaching, letting my students pull me through life, never once becoming low for the children I would never have. I was quite comfortable in my old maidenness. Henry is handsome, quiet, and college-educated. My brother Teddy brought him to dinner because they got along so well at work. At 41 years, Henry was working for the Corps of Engineers, building bridges, levees, and airports in the outlying area of Memphis. Well, from the looks I gathered at dinner, he was ready to build a fence around me. How little did I know. We married, settled down in our house in Memphis, and had two little girls. Things again were comfortable until December 25, 1945. On arrival to the annual Christmas dinner at the home of Henry's sister, Ebeline, in Greenville, Mississippi, we were affronted by Pappy, my cantankerous father-in-law, who informed us, "Ebeline's husband's gone and ruined Christmas, killing himself on the eve of Jesus' birth." After weeks of settling Ebeline's affairs, Henry returned home in a new truck. Before I could quiz him, he shocked me with a passionate kiss. "This is not my Henry. Something was afoul." He then blurted out, "I bought a farm." The plan was simple. Live in a rental house close to Ebeline in Greenville, and Henry would commute to the farm 40 miles away. Pappy would be moving in with us since Ebeline's moved to a smaller house, and I would put up with his criticisms of me and the girls. The rental house was a two-story Victorian with wraparound porch and azaleas in the front. As we climbed the steps, we noticed a light on. While Henry worked the key, a man opened the door from inside, and he wasn't happy. See, the house was sold to him the previous week, which made us trespassers. Me, out of $300 and forced to live in one of the sharecropper's houses on the farm, I'm not happy. Matter of fact, I'm constantly angry. Dang dirt in our clothes, laying atop the furniture and giving us all tans. Even my tow-colored sweet babies have brown hair. When Henry suggests we call the place Fairfields, my mumbled answer becomes family legend. More like Mudbound. Mudbound by Hillary Jordan is one of the best Southern novels I have read in years. Better than The Secret Life of Bees, she has successfully written a racial tale akin to Flannery O'Connor and Erskine Caldwell. The perfect book for discussion, too. I hope you enjoyed this, and happy reading.